Welcome back to The Daily Drama on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about breastfeeding, everything you need to know. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the difficulties that mothers have. I'll start with you, Rachel. A lot of women will talk to their peers and they say the baby won't latch on. Explain that process and why is it easier for some than perhaps others?
It really depends on your baby and how the relationship immediately is very important between you and your baby. So that skin to skin immediately after birth is so important because babies know. If you ever watch a video, it's called, can you help me, Dr. Young?
The latch where the baby crawls.
Yes.
To the breast.
Breast crawl. That's what it's called. Breast crawl.
Okay.
And the baby, they give the baby some time, maybe about an hour, 2 hours, but the baby finds the nipple because, one, they can smell the milk, and they also, it's darker. As you progress in your pregnancy, your nipples get darker. And the contrast between your skin and your nipple helps the baby to see because when they're first born, their vision is not good at all. So they can see your nipple, and it helps them to latch on. Okay. And that's a very important process to get that initial initiation between mom and baby in the hospital.
A lot of women complain about it being painful.
Initially, it is. It is painful. It's something new. It's like you putting on a tight shoe at first. Mm-hmm. But the more you do it, and you have to find your rhythm between you and your baby. If you have trouble and it continues past about 30 seconds, you need to contact a lactation consultant. Or you can switch your position, or you can correct the latch. And we tell moms, please do not just pull your baby off of your breast. That hurts.
Okay.
You need to make sure that you put a clean pinky finger in the side of their mouth and break the suction and then take the baby off. Because I even made that mistake with my first three kids. And I would just pull the baby off and it would give you those cracked nipples and it would hurt.
Yeah. And that's something that a lot of people aren't prepared for, where you're talking about, the cracking of the skin. How do you care for the breast while you're nursing?
Me, I take an express breast milk and I rub it around my areola in the nipple area and I let it dry for about 2 minutes. Those antibodies in your milk will help to heal and prevent any cracking while you're breastfeeding, given that your latch and position are correct.
And that's interesting. I never heard that before. I know that. So would you recommend, creams or anything like that?
Breast milk is just the best thing.
Okay.
And it's always amazing. With you. You don't have to reach down your purse and find it or anything. I mean, there's some instances where you may want a cream. Women who are redheads, blondes, who freckle, and we're talking about just basic, not necessarily ethnicity. That's just the way they present themselves in their skin. They are a little more likely to have challenges with cracking the nipple. And so they really have to take just what Rachel said, very careful approach to how they put that baby on. Anybody can crack, but those individuals are a little more inclined to. And so you want them to get a good latch and get it right. Then some mommies have inverted nipples. They're different little challenges sometimes. And that's when a lactation consultant is a good friend to help with that latch. We have a lot of other little things we can put on the breast to help protect it. But most times those aren't needed. It's certain situations where we might require, but people are really always ready to put a little piece of plastic on before they really kind of work with that latch. Working with that latch is the most important.
What about the caring of the milk? We were talking about pumping earlier, and I know some women express more milk than others, and they want to be able to store it. How should breast milk be stored, and for how long? Give me the rundown for that.
Okay. So human milk is is really probably, not probably, it is good 5 days in the refrigerator. However, we usually don't push that 5 days. How do we know 5 days? Because they inoculated human milk with bacteria on a daily basis until it sustained the growth of bacteria. And that took 5 days before that. But we usually tell moms, if you're going to have milk for more than 3 days, put it in the freezer. And you can freeze it if you open your refrigerator and it opens the door to both your freezer and your refrigerator 1 month in that type of freezer. If they have separate doors, then 3 months in the freezer above a refrigerator. A standalone freezer, 6 months to a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, how long should a woman breastfeed?
As long as she wants to.
Well, I get that, but this is why I bring it up, and maybe we're getting into a controversial area, which is just fine with me. we've seen, you know, news stories of children breastfeeding, even as they are walking and talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 year olds, you know, 3 year olds, and sometimes older. Is the question? The inappropriate question is that appropriate? At what point should you, if convenience isn't a consideration, should you wean your child off of breast milk?
Well, before we get to how long can mom breastfeed, let's talk about what are the recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
What's optimal? So 6 months exclusive breastfeeding is optimal for mom, and then up to at least up to 1 year. Supplementing with food as the infant can take it. So I think that's the important part. And I think identifying early on what the breastfeeding goals are for mom. Sometimes breastfeeding and when to quit and when to wean a child from the breast has a lot to do with the relationship between mom and baby, right? So mom may be ready. Baby is not. So that's working with your family unit, figuring out what's best for you and your family on breastfeeding, and think about how to make that happen. Did you want to add anything, Rachel?
Well, weaning is actually, you know, it's hard for, like she said, for mom and baby. Because I know with my 2-year-old, I said I was going to stop. My 4-year-old, I said I was going to stop her at 2. But I couldn't, because I felt bad, because she would cry and she would kick and scream. So I kept it for another half a year because I wasn't ready. I thought I wouldn't be ready, but we did it for that long, and it was okay. You know, the older children, you do it for as long as you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the best thing you can do for your child. It grows, your milk grows with your child.
What do you mean by that?
When your baby is newborn, there's a nice thick milk called colostrum that's made for them that has, it's concentrated. That's why Dr. Young said they can have a teaspoon amount in their small bellies, and that's enough to sustain them. But when they get older, you notice the milk gets a little bit lighter, and it grows with them. And even when they get sick, you'll notice a change in its color.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's giving more antibodies to help them to get rid of that cold or anything. Even when you get sick, it'll change too.
It's a species-specific immunological, continual immunological update that is always appropriate. But let me just say that the average age of weaning around the world is 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a United States perspective on how long to feed. And if we just look at some biblical history, they wean when they sent the child to the temple. When they wean, you know, so you're talking about 3 and 4 year olds at least.
Mm-hmm.
At that time frame. And I think it's some of the old masters, the pictures of those babies breastfeeding with them. Those were toddlers in their arms. They weren't little babies. So it kind of changes. It's a sociocultural aspects. To me, it's a mother baby issue. Sometimes it has to be mother led weaning if she's got to go back to work and stuff. But most times it's a communication, and the best one is when mom and baby decide together that this is a done deal.
We often talk about the benefit of breastfeeding for the children, but what are the health benefits for the mother?
We were talking about that.
Yeah, that waistline. well, it does help reduce your weight more quickly than so giving the baby, you know, formula, because you're one, contracting your uterus quickly, and two, you're burning about 500 to 800 calories if you exclusively breastfeed your baby.
Okay. Now, what about your diet and the impact on nursing? What you eat and how that translates to the milk that the breast makes. How does that work? And what impact does it have, you know, on the child?
Well, there are a couple of them. One, every baby's different. So sometimes my son didn't matter what I ate. He was the last one. He could take anything. My oldest didn't like onions. The middle one didn't like cabbage. So, you know, you can't just say, don't eat all these things. Babies will tell you. The other thing is, because they're getting the taste of the food, you don't get a lot of refusal. When you go to take them to eating at 6 months and putting food in front of them, they actually don't refuse food like you see other kids do, except if you try to feed them some of that bland, jarred baby food. Sometimes they have a problem with that because they've been eating seasoned food.
Mm-hmm. Because you've been eating seasoned food.
Yeah, and they're ready for some potatoes with butter in them.
Milk and butter, right? There you go. Uh-huh. There you go. Ladies, thank you all so very much. I really appreciate it. Dr. Michael Young, Rachel Lloyd, and Calandra Tibbs, I really appreciate it. And certainly there will be information on WHUR.com later on this evening, resources and the like, if you have any other questions about breastfeeding. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141, for this Thursday, August 31st. I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna New-